And I'm here to say we need system change, not climate change, that the direction of these UN summit negotiations is the wrong direction. And I'm here with people all around the world to say we want a different approach.
And what are your plans for this week?
Well, this week is the negotiations began yesterday, and a lot of people have come and been accredited and are inside right now watching. And outside the negotiations, thousands of people are beginning to converge from probably every continent, beginning to prepare for a whole week of mobilization and activities.
What are your optimistic expectations?
My optimism lies in the incredible movement that's growing and willing to put their bodies on the line to say we need a radical change. I'd love to think that we could come out of this with a deal where we really were serious about cutting carbon emissions at least 40% or more, and where we aren't looking at market-based solutions. That would be the kind of deal we would want, because obviously we need global cooperation to deal this with a serious crisis. The problem is they're going the wrong path.
As Americans, we're coming from a place where a lot of people in our country, particularly on the right, are very doubtful that climate change is even happening. How do you respond to that?
Well, as it's hard for me to imagine, because if you just look around at what's been happening on this earth for the past 10 years even, I mean, icebergs, glaciers melting, that's not some fantasy, that's real. The extinction of species, the floods that we're seeing, unprecedented in my lifetime of almost 50 years. So something is radically happening with the climate of this planet. And to say that global warming and this is not a problem is, I think it's a place of denial. Because I think that the problems, the solutions to these problems are going to require us to change the way we live our lives. And that can be a painful process. And it's much easier to just deny, stay in denial about that than to confront the real things that need to change and begin to make those changes.
And how do you feel about Obama's stance on the climate summit and his participation here?
I mean, his participation is the right thing to do. He needs to lead on this stuff. But as of date, he's not leading enough. I got to hear Naomi Klein last night, and I really, one of the things she said is that he has missed every opportunity to make really significant change that he had a mandate for. And I think she's absolutely right about that. On every front, from the housing crisis to the economy to the environment, he is not going for real change. He's looking at maintaining the capitalist systems, for lack of a better word, the corporate-led policies that have been at the root of every crisis, every one of those crises, right? So it's just, I'm incredibly disappointed.
Any last words on the climate conference here in Copenhagen?
I think it's more a message to the people in the United States. There's going to be demonstrations over the next few, through the 19th. And people in the United States, it's really important to take action as well. You know, whatever you do, at minimum, call the White House, call Obama, tell him he's got to do more. But better yet, go out and look in their community who's organizing on this. I'm sure there's going to be protests. If not, organize one yourself. Now is the time to have your voice heard.